This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. This week, Microsoft agreed to end its fight against European Union competition officials. The world's largest software company withdrew its remaining appeals at a European court. Microsoft has faced record European Union fines and may still owe more. But it says it wants to put its energies into meeting its legal duties and strengthening its relationship with the European Commission. In 2004, the Commission ordered Microsoft to share information with competitors. This information would help them develop software for server computers to interoperate or work easily with Windows. Windows is the Microsoft operating system found on more than 90% of personal computers. The company argued that it needed to protect trade secrets. But now, Microsoft has agreed to share secret information with developers for a one-time payment of 10,000 euros. That is about $14,000 at current exchange rates. Microsoft also wanted to charge competitors almost 6% of the sales from products that use its information. But in the end, it agreed to charge less than 0.5% for worldwide use. The European Union began to investigate Microsoft in 1998 after Sun Microsystems accused the company of being anti-competitive. Microsoft, based in Redmond, Washington, fought back. But last month, it lost a big ruling. The second highest court in the European Union agreed that Microsoft abused its market position. In a separate case, Microsoft decided last week not to appeal a $34 million fine by the Fair Trade Commission in South Korea. But Microsoft could at least claim a victory in one of its efforts to expand its internet business. This week, it won the right to invest in Facebook and to expand an advertising partnership with the social networking site. Facebook chose Microsoft over Google, the leading internet search company. Microsoft will invest $240 million to buy a 1.5% interest. Microsoft values Facebook at $15 billion. Facebook reportedly expects about $150 million in revenue this year. The company will be 4 years old in February and says the site has almost 50 million active users. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Jim Tedder.